Greetings. I'm Matt Matthews, one of the pastors here at First Pres in Champaign, and I'm happy to welcome you to our media ministry. Join us in person. We're located at the intersection of Church and State Streets, adjacent to Westside Park in downtown Champaign. Our traditional worship service is at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning, and on most of those Sundays, we offer French translation. Our contemporary services on Sunday begin at 11:15 a.m. When you come to First Pres, what you'll find, what I hope you'll find, is a community of people who support each other and who are passionate about making a difference in our community and beyond. You'll find relevant teaching for children and adults. We have at least a dozen Bible studies and small groups, including pickleball. That's right, pickleball. Adult choir, a bell choir for all comers, and other programs and events designed to grow your faith and give you and me opportunities to serve. There's a place for you. I'm glad you tuned in.
So our scripture this morning comes from the Old Testament. We're listening to the prophet Jeremiah in the 29th chapter, verses 11 through 13. Hear now the prophet's words to us. For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope. Then, when you are called upon me and come and pray to me, I will hear you. When you search for me, you will find me, if you seek me with all your heart. My friends, this is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
So our scripture this morning comes from the Old Testament. It is the prophet Jeremiah writing to the Judean community that is in exile in Babylon. You might remember the tribes of Israel settled into the promised land, and that each of the brothers kind of settled into a region of their own. There was a split during the reign of King Solomon. Israel, with some of the tribes, becomes the northern tribes. The rest of the tribes become Judah to the south. It's always important to know that split shines a light upon the struggles that the tribes of Israel are having, maintaining God's vision for God's people. And along comes Isaiah to prophesize to the people in Israel in the north. And Jeremiah's mission is to concentrate to the people in the south, in Judah. Both prophets bring a message to God's people that basically says, follow God, not kings and leaders of the time. Pay attention to what is happening around you, because there are consequences for not following God. And of course, the consequence for Israel is the Assyrians take over. And not long after that, the Babylonians conquered Judah. Now, most of the people of Judah are taken hostage, and they're forced to walk to Babylon, where they are settled among many neighborhoods. Small little pockets of people and bigger neighborhoods of people from Babylon. Jeremiah continues to walk, particularly with these hostages. In the verses that just preceded our text today in Jeremiah, we hear God's words to the Judeans, which basically is, settle down. You're going to be here a while, like 70 years. So build houses, settle into the community, plant gardens, eat your produce, have your sons and daughters settle into this place. Marry. You found yourself in exile. So I'm guessing that was not the message they wanted to hear. God says, settle. Settle when you feel abandoned. But then Jeremiah brings the message of hope. The message we heard this morning. And I think the people probably held so tight to this message that hope lives in the light of God's promise. For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for your welfare and not harm, to give you a future with hope. For those of us in Champaign, Illinois, understanding the story of exile is really not one that we'd completely understand. After all, we've not been in the experience of being captured and force-marched into a strange land and told to settle down. I do suspect that our siblings in Cuba hear this scripture differently. But as I was thinking about it, I thought, well, perhaps that's not quite true, because most of us have actually experienced a sense of exile. Some of us here have left our home country, our communities, and settled into new places. Some of us have experienced exile from family and loved ones. Some of us experienced exile to keep ourselves safe from places of abuse. And the balm of comfort that comes from God's promise of a future that is designed and created by God, I think should be overwhelming. In times of darkness, hope holds on to the light. Whether it's hope we hold on to for ourselves or for our siblings in Christ, there is always hope. And if we've been very lucky and not experienced exile, then we can learn how to be advocates for our siblings as well. We've been talking about butterflies for a couple weeks now. Remember, I love butterflies. And as the chrysalis metaphor continues this week, we talk about the fact that eventually the butterfly leaves the chrysalis. There's no choice. They have to leave. And so they break open and they emerge. And what's the first thing the butterfly does? It flies. It flies. The lifespan of a butterfly after emerging from a chrysalis is 2 to 3 weeks, or maybe a few months if you're a lucky breed. Depending on the species, the time of year, and when the butterfly has become a chrysalis. But after emerging, the butterfly has urgent work to do. They must procreate, or their species will not exist. They do not stay in the safe places of darkness. They emerge into the light and believe their call is to continue this process of the caterpillar. Chrysalis to butterfly is critical. I wonder what we can learn from them. So today, we're gathered in this space with our brothers and sisters in Cuba. We're celebrating our joint ministry together. And I think we might be able to learn a few things from this community that lives under different circumstances. And some days, their place is just downright hard. I don't think we ever have downright hard the way they do. Remember, they live under a communist government, where being a Christian is not the thing to do. And yet they live faithfully in hope, in light. The church in Cuban society has become an important place for those searching for meaning and spirituality. And our partnership through financial gifts, traveling to Cuba, hint, hint, there's a trip coming up, and just praying for them makes this a relationship of hope. We must continue to shine light into the darkness that sometimes is part of the struggles of life, not only in Cuba, but in our lives as well. It's why we continue to listen to Jeremiah's message to the people in the exile in Judah. To remember that it is centered around a message, centered around reminding people to pay attention, to be part of justice. Jeremiah continually reminds the people of Judah that they must turn away from their sinful ways and they must return to God, and he emphasizes that importance of practicing justice, treating foreigners and orphans and widows fairly, advocating for the oppressed, and shedding those that shed innocent blood. I think it's a good lesson for us today. He continues to remind them to continually reform their ways. Practice righteousness, he says. And he preaches that we need to stop following other gods to worship the Lord sincerely. And I think that's the message for us today as well, that we must also seek out righteousness, practice following our God and only our God. Because there's a message for us in this as well. For surely I know the plans I have for you today, says the Lord. Plans for welfare and not harm, to give you a future of hope. Let it be so for our siblings in Cuba and for us. Amen.
Thank you for joining this podcast of First Presbyterian Church Champaign. Visit us at our campus at the intersection of Church and State Streets in downtown Champaign. And for more information, visit us online at www.firstpres.church. Have a great week.